From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting Syria's president determined to defeat terrorists. Syria's President Bashar al-Assad told a Russian parliamentary delegation in Damascus Sunday his country must first eliminate terrorists as a way to reach a political solution to the nearly five-year civil war. The state-run Sana'a news agency said Mr. Assad stressed taking out terrorist groups would preserve the country's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Analyst Joseph Ulmert of the University of South Carolina says this is nothing new.
He refers to all the opposition in Syria, which is most of the Syrian people, as terrorists. And of course, he uses the word because he wants to justify through the use of the word terrorist all the harsh measures that his regime is taking against the Syrian people.
A member of the Russian delegation said Mr. Assad is prepared to take part in a new election as well as holding a vote for parliament if that's what the Syrian people want. Mr. Assad was reelected just last year to a third seven-year term. Low voter turnout is reported in Republic of Congo as people Sunday were asked to cast ballots on constitutional changes that would allow President Denis Sassou Nguesso to seek another term. The proposed amendments would abolish a two-term limit for presidents and an age limit of 70 for presidential candidates.
Aujourd'hui, c'est un jour très important.
Mr. Sassou Nguesso called it an important day for the people to show the world they are free and sovereign. Results from the referendum are due later this week. The opposition called on voters to boycott the referendum. President Sassou Nguesso won disputed elections in 2002 and 2009 and has ruled Congo in different capacities for most of the past 36 years. This is VOA News. Tanzanians went to the polls Sunday to elect a new president and parliament in what could be the tightest race in that country's history. The long-time ruling CCM party was challenged by a coalition of opposition parties nominating former Prime Minister Edward Lowassa as its candidate. He faced Works Minister John Magufuli of the ruling CCM. President Jakaya Kikwete is stepping down after completing 2 5-year terms under the Constitution. Meanwhile, voters in Ivory Coast went to the polls Sunday in a first round of that presidential election. Incumbent President Alassane Ouattara faced 6 contestants and was favored to win. Reporter Emily Yob is in the capital, Abidjan.
He is quite popular in the country, and he faced very divided oppositions. So in terms of suspense, he doesn't only want to win, he wants to win on the first round. That's what he aims for.
The three candidates had pulled out of the race, claiming election conditions were not free and fair, and called for a boycott. In 2010, post-election violence in the West African country left at least 3,000 dead after then-President Laurent Gbagbo and then-candidate Ouattara both claimed victory. The Electoral Commission says it hopes to release results within 48 hours. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir was in South Africa Sunday for talks on the peace agreement aimed at ending the country's civil war. He met Sunday with South African President Jacob Zuma, briefing him on efforts to implement the agreement he signed in August with rebel leader and former Vice President Riek Machar. Mr. Kiir's spokesman, Antony Wek Antony, says the South Sudanese leader urged Mr. Zuma to convince rebels to sign a security arrangement deal that is part of the process of the peace agreement. He said the rebels remain intransigent.
And so the president wanted South Africa to pressurize the rebels in order to sign and initiate the security protocols.
Antony says South Africa could play a key role in efforts to unite factions of the opposition in a bid to restore peace and security in the East African country. The peace accord aimed at ending a conflict which has left thousands dead and estimated 2 million displaced. Poland's Eurosceptic Law and Justice Party has claimed victory in Sunday's election amid an ongoing migrant and refugee crisis. The PIS, led by former Prime Minister Jarosław Kaczynski, secured 38% of the vote, enough to govern alone and ahead of incumbent pro-European Civic Platform with some 23%. Ukrainians voted Sunday local elections seen as a test of strength for Western-backed President Petro Poroshenko's government and its austerity and anti-corruption policies. Voters chose among local councils and mayors, although balloting did not occur in eastern districts controlled by pro-Russian separatists. Direct airline flights between Russia and Ukraine have also been stopped. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.